From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. As of today, Utah now has 63 confirmed cases of COVID-19, 53 residents, and 10 visitors. So far, more than 1,200 people in the state have been tested. The Utah Public Health Laboratory, which analyzes coronavirus samples, closed today due to the earthquake. Officials say the lab will be reopened after a damage assessment is complete. Other labs remain open and are continuing tests. Utah hospitals are dealing with fallout from this morning's Magna earthquake on top of meeting demands for COVID-19. Intermountain Healthcare saw little damage but did treat a few patients for minor injuries. Jess Gomez with Intermountain says they'll continue to operate under COVID-19 restrictions.
When people come to the hospital, they will see signage. We are asking that unless there's a real medical need to come to the hospital, that people don't.
University of Utah Health set up medical tents in front of the hospital as they assessed potential damage and closed some buildings in Salt Lake City and Midvale. There are no reported major injuries or deaths in connection with the 5.7 magnitude earthquake that shook the Wasatch Front this morning. The seismic event caused more than 8,000 gallons of hydrochloric acid to spill at a Kennecott facility near Salt Lake City. That created a cloud that drifted over the Great Salt Lake. United Fire Authority Chief Dan Peterson says the cloud is dissipating and there's no more risk to residents.
Most of it was contained right in a catch basin around the tank. That created the plume that was coming out of the openings in the building. That tank is done leaking. A little bit got out of the catch basin, but it's all contained right around that building inside Kennecott property.
The Rio Grande Depot Museum is closed after significant debris fell and there were visible cracks on the walls. And bricks fell off a vacant building in downtown Salt Lake City, adjacent to a homeless shelter. Timothy Foster is the director of operations for Maker's Line, a construction company that was in the middle of retrofitting the damaged building when the quake hit.
Typically, if it was any other season, we probably would have had a bunch of the people from the shelter standing in front of it, so we're lucky there was no injuries or casualties.
The Salt Lake City Airport is back open following a six-hour closure after a water line there burst, but officials say the pipe has been repaired and there's no structural damage. The Wasatch Front continues to deal with aftershocks after Utah experienced its largest earthquake in nearly 30 years this morning. KUER's John Reed has more on how to prepare for the next one.
It was a 5.7 magnitude quake centered in Magna, about 15 miles west of Salt Lake City. Joe Doherty with the Division of Emergency Management says that's big for Utah, but it doesn't seem to have caused any major damage.
We know that a lot of people are going to be justifiably scared because this was their first earthquake. But fortunately right now, a lot of us were at home and it felt like a really good, safe place to be.
Doherty says now people should check for damage and pay close attention to their gas lines, but only shut it off if they hear or smell a leak. The 5.7 earthquake is thought to be the biggest we'll see, but there have been more than 55 aftershocks so far, which could continue for weeks. Doherty says residents should stay prepared, and if they do feel a big shake, drop to the ground, take cover, and hold on.
We don't tell people to get in doorways anymore. And so sturdy table or desk or furniture, that's your best place to be.
He says to keep a flashlight and a pair of sturdy shoes by the bed. And when checking on others, text first, then call. John Reed, KUER News.
The U.S. Small Business Administration has announced that Utahns can now apply for disaster loan assistance because of the coronavirus pandemic. But who qualifies? And how do small business owners apply? From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox has more.
Utah is one of the roughly two dozen states that have requested assistance from the Small Business Administration. Marla Trillin directs the agency's office in Utah. She says the turnaround time for applications is between 10 days and 2 weeks, but wait times may extend as more states become eligible for the program.
The sooner that our Utah small businesses can get their applications in, the better.
Greg Fetterman co-owns a Tava Gardens Cafe in Ivins and just laid off his entire staff. He says that offering loans, rather than grants, may make it impossible for small businesses to get back on their feet if and when they can reopen.
If they're still suffering from no income for 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 8 weeks, how are they going to get ahead when they've got double bills to pay for the next however long? That's where I get confused.
Loans are available at up to $2 million per person and interest rates of 3.75% for small business and 2.75% for nonprofits. David Fox, KUER News.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.